It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okbenesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having an outstanding Thursday. I am your host, Colbert. I am inside the Shirley Street studio. And yes, it is a Thursday edition, July 7th of 2022. And however you are tuned in, whether that's 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or perhaps streaming online at 1650thefan.com. I appreciate it very much. A jam-packed show today, as usual. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert, and like the Facebook page. Fire up the Zuckerberg machine, type in 1650thefan. You'll find us, and then just hammer that like button. Check out the website, not only to stream our great programming, but also to take part in what we have going on right now, which is an outstanding giveaway, National Brake Center in Waterloo, and us here at the Fan and Colin Company are pleased to be able to give you, the listener, a chance to win this week free brakes for your car, truck, or SUV. Now, this is sans rotors. Maybe you'll need rotors. You're going to have to pay for those. Sorry, my bad. I'll work on that next time. But free brakes, all right? And it's really easy. All you got to do is go to the website, 1650thefan.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see right near the top the big National Brake Center logo. You just click into that. You'll see, once you get that page loads, some details about the contest, basically what I'm saying here right now. Scroll down a little bit, and then you enter a keyword. You enter your information so we can contact you if you are fortunate enough to win. And then you just enter a keyword after you enter your information, and you'll be in the hopper for a chance to win free breaks. And like I said yesterday on the show, this is one of those necessary evils of adult purchases that we all have to make that you just wish somehow you didn't. And I would be more than happy, and so would the guys at National Brake Center, to take that cost off your table. And so all you got to do, like I mentioned, go to the website and enter the keyword Blackhawks, all right? The keyword Blackhawks. You know that us here at The Fan, we're your home of Waterloo Blackhawks hockey. And today in area sports news and scores, got a little bit about the Blackhawks as the first round of the NHL draft is tonight. And between tonight and tomorrow night, very likely could hear a couple of Hawks get their name called. But for right now, giving away free breaks courtesy National Brake Center in Waterloo. Just go to the website, 1650thefan.com, enter today's keyword, Blackhawks, click into that post from National Brake Center, and enter the keyword, Blackhawks, and you'll be in the hopper for a chance to win free breaks for your car, truck, or SUV. And we will announce that winner coming up on Monday's show on July 11th. So shout out once again to the guys at National Brake Center for making someone's day with free brakes. And good luck to everybody for entering. All right. Also at that website, you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. A lot of what I bring you right here at the top of the show. And there is a lot to get to today, which means there's a lot of new content on the website. So bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. Know that you can reach out to the show via phone. Questions, comments, by all means, dial me up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. That's why it's there. Fire up the old email machine and my address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone out there you would like to hear talked about on a future show or hear from, by all means, send me the email. Try to keep the profanities to a minimum, as I try to each day as well. Coming up today on the show, area sports news and scores. We'll lead it off like always, postseason baseball and softball going on. A lot to get to in the stack, and after we're done there, of course, we take the first time out, and that's when you get a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. You'll get the line and then some on tonight's Cubs-Dodgers game. It's game one of a four-game set in L.A., and, well, you got to stay up late. You know how it goes on the West Coast, boys and girls. 8:35 with the pregame tonight. 9:10, first pitch, and I think I've told this story before, but I don't watch as many Cubs games front to back nowadays as I did when I was younger. You know, you had the energy, you had the time at your expense, and there was a couple teachers of mine in high school that they didn't even have to ask. They knew when the Cubs were on the West Coast playing the Dodgers or the Padres typically or the Giants. Because yours truly would be dragging a little bit and maybe dozing off in eighth period environmental science. Shout out to Mr. Rimpy. He always knew when I was up late watching the Cubs on the West Coast. So I just hit the coffee harder tomorrow morning and listen to Cubs baseball against a very good Dodgers team. But the Cubs have been playing a little bit better lately, right? That's been fun to watch. And I think I saw that for whatever it's worth, I don't think too much. That they are now only 9 games out of that second wild card spot in the National League. So never say never, right? I got a pretty good poker face on that one. Maybe I'm starting to believe. I don't know. Probably not. But nonetheless, it's been a better brand of baseball lately. And listening to Pat and Ron and Zach, you could just tell in their voices there's been a little bit more energy lately, because that's what the team's provided. So Cubs-Dodgers tonight, 8:35 with the pregame. After we get back from that first break, we'll also get you a forecast. And it's a big softball day today here on Cole & Company, as Cedar Falls softball coach Steve Chittister is going to join us. They've got a regional quarterfinal tonight on the road. More details on that forthcoming, but he's here to look back on a just red-hot finish by the Tigers to their regular season, and then also, of course, talk about tonight's postseason opener. And then we take the time out near the bottom of the hour after we're done talking with Coach Chittister, get your Radio Iowa Sports during that break. On the other side of that, we'll keep talking softball as Waterloo West High School softball coach Adam Dell will join the show. And for what the Wahawks might lack in terms of, a few more wins, this season, they've got talent on their team. They've got a good pitcher. They've got a couple really, really talented hitters. And it's a talented roster. It's a young roster, a developing team, much like Cedar Falls, but, you know, maybe just a step behind where the Tigers are at right now in their come up, in their, their development as a formidable unit. But, I think that, if you got a couple big hitters and you got a good pitcher, you got a chance to make some noise in the postseason. And they've got a matchup tonight that I think if you're a Wahawks fan, you got to feel good about. And so Coach Dell will join us in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, of course, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back for a final time and wrap up a Thursday edition of the show. Before we dive into area sports news and scores, wanted to remind everybody, because we are just a couple of sleeps away from the inaugural Corn Country Fest. It's presented by Viridian Credit Union, and it's coming to National Cattle Congress this Saturday in Waterloo. It's 8 hours of live music from Adam Keith, Wild Card, and country recording artist, member of the Grand Ole Opry, Terry Clark, who features hits like Girls Lie 2, Better Things to Do, and Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. There will be a mechanical bull. There will be axe throwing, other fun games, food, plenty of beer. Proceeds from those select games will benefit Americans for Independent Living, which serves the Cedar Valley's area veterans in need. You can learn everything you need to at corncountryfest.com, including buy your tickets. And if you're going to buy them, if you're interested, like is the hip thing to do all over, buy these in advance. You will spend less money by buying these in advance. And I want to say it's like late tomorrow night when quote unquote buying in advance ends. And it's $26 for a general admission ticket. And it ought to be one heck of a show. And got to shout out all the sponsors, of course, Veridian Credit Union, The Scoop, Deary Brothers Collision, Coyote Classics, Simpson Floor Covering, Busch Light, First and Kitchen and Bath Design, Scott Parsons Allstate Agency, and Families First Counseling Services. Corn Country Fest, the inaugural Corn Country Fest, headlined by Terry Clark, coming to National Cattle Congress this Saturday. And learn everything you need to know. Get your tickets right now at corncountryfest.com. All right, let's dive in. Area sports news and scores. High school softball postseason play continued last night with regional quarterfinals in classes 1A, 2A, and 3A. In area 1A games, Don Bosco got past Turkey Valley 3-2. Ninth-ranked Clarksville blanked Janesville 10-0. North Butler shut out Riceville 8-0. And Fort Dodge St. Edmunds beat AGWSR 8-1. In area 2A regional quarterfinals, Alburnett took down Waterloo Columbus 9-5. Congrats to Coach Olmstead and the team on another great season. Know that they had bigger goals in mind, but a good season nonetheless by the Sailors. Dyke New Hartford overpowered Jessup 13-2. East Marshall stopped Wapsie Valley 3-1. Grundy Center rolled past Pleasantville 9-1. And Iowa City Regina cruised past Denver 11-1. And finally, in Area 3A games, Independence beat Union 10-3, and Sumner Fredericksburg shut out Olwine 7-0. The high school baseball playoffs also continued last night with 1A and 2A district semifinals that were suspended or postponed due to Tuesday night's weather. In Area 2A games, the conclusion of a suspended game, Grundy Center downed Roland Story 6-1, and West Marshall beat Union 6-1. In Area 1A matchups, and in case you missed it, we had this score for you yesterday right as it ended, here at the top of the show. Suspended game, Don Bosco rallied from a 9-5 deficit after three innings to come back and edge Gladbrook Rhinebeck 11-10. Janesville slipped past Edgewood Colesburg 2-1. Lansing Key got the best of Dunkerton 10-0, and Nashua Plainfield edged St. Ansgar 4-3. Meanwhile, last night in regular season Metro baseball, Waverly Shellrock came from behind to beat Cedar Falls 8-7, and Decorah defeated Waterloo West 12-2. The high school softball playoffs begin tonight, as I mentioned, for the state's larger schools, classes 5A and 4A, with regional quarterfinals in matchups involving Metro schools. In 5A, Cedar Falls plays at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Coach Steve Chittister joins us in the next segment. And Waterloo West is at home against Marshalltown. Wahawks coach Adam Dell joins us in the third segment today. And in 4A, Waterloo East is on the road at Charles City. The NHL draft begins tonight. First round this evening. Second through seventh rounds take place tomorrow. And a number of former, current, and future Waterloo Blackhawks players are hoping to hear their names called. According to the NHL Central Scouting Rankings, the Blackhawks' Sam Renzel is listed as the 19th best North American forward, while Waterloo goalie Emmett Crotto is 10th in North America at his position. Last year, 15 former Waterloo Blackhawks appeared on NHL teams. And finally, lacrosse rallied to beat the Waterloo Bucks 3-2 in 10 innings last night. The Bucks broke a 1-1 tie in the top of the 10th, but the Loggers scored two in the bottom of the inning to grab that win. Last night's game was the first in the second half of the season for the Bucks. Two teams play again tonight, first pitch at 6:35. All right, let's take this time out. We've got a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. Then on the other side, we're digging in. It's a big softball today. Big softball day, if I can get it spit out there. Cedar Falls softball coach Steve Chittister joins us next. Tigers open their postseason tonight on the road against a good Cedar Rapids Kennedy team. We hear about it next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
I'm playing through the injury as always. Rafael Nadal has been playing through a painful abdominal injury but couldn't stand it any longer and withdrew from Wimbledon. He was coming off wins at the Australian and French Open, but his Grand Slam bid this year is now over, and Nick Kyrgios will move on to the men's final. Justin Houston returning to Baltimore in a one-year deal with the Ravens after starting all 15 games he played last year. And the Raiders have named Sandra Douglas Morgan their new team president. She's the first black woman to hold that role in NFL history. A pair of hot teams meet tonight in L.A., where the Dodgers will take on the Cubs with Tony Gonsolin going for his 11th win for L.A. Justin Verlander picked up his 11th earlier today with Houston defeating Kansas City 5-2. Jordan Alvarez with his 26th home run in the victory. Jose Altuve adding his 17th as well. Game one of two in Cincinnati is in the books. Pittsburgh defeats the Reds by a score of 4-2 right now. Bottom of the fourth, Philadelphia in front of Washington by a score of 3-2. The NHL draft takes place in Montreal, which holds the number one pick. The Chicago Blackhawks have sent 40-goal scorer Alex DeBrincat to the Ottawa Senators for the 7th and 39th picks tonight. I'm Rich Ackerman.
We are CBS Sports Radio, and our Twitter handle is at CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to Chicago Cubs baseball tonight on The Fan. Coverage of Cubs-Dodgers begins at 8:35.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwienji.
The temps are hot, the fireworks are flying, and at Waterloo Schools, our students are sizzling with excitement as the summer learning continues. This summer, students from 21 different schools will be attending Camp Invention, a fantastic week-long STEM camp offering hands-on activities incorporating science, technology, engineering, math, and the arts. And the 2022 Middle School Career Technical Education Camp was a huge success. Students entering 6th through 8th grade were able to experience different Waterloo Career Center programs with hands-on activities and exposure to possible careers. And our summer athletes are knocking it out of the park. Congratulations to those athletes. At Waterloo Schools, our students are award-winning athletes, thespians, musicians, and more. And they're enjoying the summer with a variety of camps, extracurricular activities, and summer learning. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. Again, that's waterlooschools.org.
Summer is here, and so are the savings at Tommy's Car Wash in Waterloo. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first month free. Tommy's Express Car Wash offers you an experience like no other. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The White Sox opening a home series against the Tigers. Chicago, the home favorite, -240 on the money line. Detroit, +195. The over-under set at 8.5. John Rahm, Justin Thomas, and Scottie Scheffler each have +1200 odds. Co-favorites to win the Genesis Scottish Open underway today. Xander Schauffele at +1600. Matthew Fitzpatrick at +2000. The Open Championship next week. Rory McIlroy +900, Rahm, Thomas, and Scheffler +1200. Cubs at the Dodgers starting tonight. Chicago a +230 money line underdog. LA at -280. 8.5 is your total. Mark Leiter set to get the start for Chicago. The Dodgers will counter with Tony Gonsolin. Red hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg. 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 69. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 81. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 60. Highs level off around 81. Saturday, under mainly sunny skies. 85 Sunday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 82.
When you're at home, don't miss Cole and Company. Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And as you probably are aware of by now, both the high school baseball and softball postseasons are underway, and the bigger class is just getting going. And so tonight, Cedar Falls softball will play its Class 5A regional quarterfinal at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and we're pleased now to get a preview of that game and to catch up with the Tigers, who finished the season incredibly strong, the regular season, that is. Steve Chittister, Tigers coach, joins us now. Coach Chittister, how you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Just anxious to get down to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, I bet you're speaking for your entire team there. You got a young group, but wow, it sure seems like that they were able to continue to improve throughout the regular season. And before a Tuesday night loss at Iowa City Liberty, your team had won 11 straight, and I think 13 of 15 down the stretch here to finish the regular season. So, Coach, tell us what your team's done down the stretch to be able to have had all that success.
Well, I think we've made a lot of corrections and adjustments. And like you said, you know, being young, you aren't going to start out a high school career, on top. You're going to have to work your way there. And I don't think we're exactly where we want to be, but we know we're in a better position than we were at the beginning of the year. And we did split with Kennedy. And I think our confidence going in is pretty good. I think we feel good about our draw. I mean, obviously it could be simpler, but 5A is pretty tough whichever direction you go. And so, we're just going to take them one at a time and focus on Kennedy tonight.
Before we talk about Kennedy, I just want to learn a little bit more about this young team of yours that, like we've spoken about, has really improved throughout the season. What was key for you and the staff to unlock what sure seems like a great amount of potential this group has?
Well, with any young team, you really need some upperclass and leadership, we've only got the two seniors, and one of them was our leading hitter last year and leading home run hitter, and she tore her labrum in track, and she tried it, and then she ended up having a knee injury, so she's been out pretty much the whole year. Well, she came back a few days ago, but she's been at all the practices along with our senior pitcher, and we have a junior who is a very good leader as well, and I think that helps to bring it along, because they've got the confidence to start with. They've already been through that freshman, sophomore, junior year. So I think that's really helped having that kind of leadership. We lost some close ones early on to some good teams. And, we tried to take what we could from those games and turn them into positives. And, we just talked yesterday about at each position what we can do to be better for tonight. And so I think it's just a combination of a lot of things and being able to maybe find some games along the way that maybe weren't as tough as some of the competition we'd had and kind of help us get over the hump as well.
Cedar Falls softball coach Steve Chittister, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Tigers finished their regular season 22-13 overall, 17 wins, good for fourth place in the Mississippi division of an incredibly tough Valley Conference. And so, Coach, just to kind of, wrap up this part of the conversation, I imagine there's been improvement across the board, but is there maybe one particular area your team's improved that sticks out from the rest as it relates to, this right here, improving right here has played a big part in us being able to now win these close games and string all these W's together that we did?
Yep, I'd tell you, a couple of things, and it was on the offensive end. We just weren't putting runs on the board like we needed to. We were kind of riding Kyra's arm and squeezing some wins out along the way, we weren't even getting our bunts down. And I was just commenting to the girls the other day about how far we've come just in that area. We were bunting at everything, and now just just even at Liberty, a game which really we won, were ahead going into the bottom of the sixth inning. We led the whole game, and that they're a good team. So it was kind of a little bit of a preview for us to, I think, to get us ready. But I think on the offensive end, we came through we've come through with some big hits, and you know, that's probably been the biggest turning point for us, is finally starting to put some runs on the board.
You mentioned your senior pitcher, Kyra Rasmussen, and she's been nothing short of outstanding. Also been, like you touched on earlier, a great leader for a young team. 140 innings, 165 strikeouts, a 2 ERA. You can't ask for much more. So, Coach Chittister, what's gone into Kyra having that level of success in what I mentioned is just such a tough conference you play in?
Well, Kyra lives and breathes softball and pitching especially. You know, she goes outside of what we do in our practices and gets that extra help. And, you know, this was something she was really determined to have a great senior year, and not just her, but our team. But, on any team, it starts in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to have somebody that can not only throw strikes, but put a little velocity on it and know what you want to do with certain hitters on their team. And you know, she knows who their good hitters are and tries to avoid throwing pitches down the middle if she can help it. So, she's really been the catalyst, I think, for us to get going. Without her pitching, not real sure where we'd be. We got kids that are coming along that are going to be pretty good pitchers,
mm-hmm.
Going to put some time in the off season. But right now, you know, she's really what we need.
Jumping back to that offense that you mentioned really improved throughout the season, how would you characterize or describe, you know, just kind of, you know, the brand of offense that this team's playing? You mentioned being able to get some bunts down, but, you know, overall, what does the offense look like when it's at its best?
Our offense is getting that leadoff hitter of each inning on, and I, you know, that's been kind of a really positive pattern. When we get our leadoff on, we're more than likely going to score, and we try to be aggressive on the base paths, and some of the teams are kind of on to some of the things that we do now, but just being aggressive on that end, and even as a coach sending people home, yeah, we get thrown out occasionally, but we really want to keep that aggressive edge that we have, and being young that we are, you know, these kids are all about that. And, you know, they like taking a few chances, and sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't, but more often than not, it does. And so I'd say, you know, our style is more of an aggressive style. We'll try to bunt if the infield's playing back, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not necessarily because that's what we want to do, but because we feel like that's what they're giving us. So, you know, we offensively, I think just being aware of what's going on the defense and then trying to take advantage of that and being aggressive with it.
Looking at the numbers, you got a good number of young gals in that lineup who are putting up solid numbers. But as we've talked about, it's a young team, and a junior in Gabby Townsend, she's got some outstanding numbers, you know, batting about .330 with an on-base percentage in the neighborhood of .500. That's the type of numbers that, you know, any coach would sign up for, particularly that on-base percentage, I think speaks to just how, you know, well put together of a hitter she must be.
Well, she's the best two-strike hitter that I've been around. She gets two strikes, and I don't even bat an eyelash. I mean, she protects. I think she's got five strikeouts, but those were all early on. She struggled early on, but she's hit her groove now, and she's as good a leadoff hitter, I think, as there is around. And you know, she doesn't have a lot of great speed, but boy, she just puts the bat on the ball and knows the strike zone. And if you look at some of the batting averages, we don't have great batting averages. We have solid batting averages, but those were not solid 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was anybody over 300. And so I think that's just an indication of where our offense has gone. And I'm just really proud of the girls for sticking with it and knowing that they had to make some changes. And, you know, change isn't always easy. You've been doing it a certain way. So we had to push a little bit on that. I don't think all of them have fully accepted that they need to make some changes, but most have, and I think it's paid off for us.
And that just makes me think, Coach Chittister, that, you know, there's the dynamics of teams that have a year full of struggles or the dynamic of a team who's good all season, but there is something maybe a little bit more gratifying about, you know, kind of a slow burn where everybody's pulling on the same end of the rope and you experience some breakthroughs, and then it sure seems like your team's peaking at the right time. Given the circumstances, the fact that you started out slow, it's hard to say that you couldn't ask for much more than where your team is at right now.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I've talked with my assistants about that. We really feel like, we're in a good position. I mean, it could all fall apart tonight. I don't know. I don't think so. I have a lot of confidence in this group of where we've come and how far we've come. I think that on top of that, the future is bright. But, mm-hmm. We're really looking forward to tonight and would love to go down to Ankeny in a couple of days just to see what this end of the season run can do for us.
Absolutely. Just a couple more minutes here with Cedar Falls High School softball coach Steve Chittister. The Tigers play at Cedar Rapids Kennedy tonight. They split the two-game regular season series with the Cougars. Before we talk about that particular matchup, Coach, you mentioned earlier talking with the team about what you can do at every position to be better right now. Is that maybe the focal point of your message going into postseason play? Were you maybe not trying to make too much out of it to keep things as normal as they've been in recent weeks because it's been so good? Just curious about you and your staff's approach as you turn the page from regular season to postseason.
Well, you know, all that said, the thing that I added to it was we want all that in our head. We want to know what we're going to do when we get the ball, when it's hit here, when it's hit there. We want to know that ahead of time. But the bottom line, and I think the best approach is to relax. We're here to have fun. That's why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, to have fun. And we want to have fun doing what we're doing and not put a lot of pressure on everybody. And I think most of them put the pressure on themselves. And I say that because they want to do well. They're harder on themselves than I am, for sure. they care and they want to be successful, not just as individuals, but as a team. I really think this is one of the best team attitudes that I've seen in the last few years.
Coach, when it comes to the matchup against Cedar Rapids Kennedy tonight, as I touched on, split the regular season series, a couple of really close games. You won the first game of a doubleheader 3-1 and lost the second one 2-1. So what can you tell us about what it's going to take to beat a quality Cedar Rapids Kennedy team tonight?
Well, I think obviously both teams have really good pitching. I think they have the number one strikeout pitcher in 5A. We have the number four strikeout pitcher in 4A or 5A. So I really think both those pitchers are going to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think from there it's just going to come down with a few breaks, a few bloop singles falling in, or somebody making a mistake. I just really see it as a close game, and it's going to, be. I think it's going to come down to who makes fewer mistakes, and maybe they say sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and luck can sure play a part in that. But I've always kind of felt like we make our own luck, and that means if you hit the ball hard and it goes off somebody's glove and that kind of thing, you've made your own luck.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's going to take. This pitcher is very good for them. She's only an eighth grader, and she's an outstanding pitcher. And I think I'm not So between the two teams in two games, we scored like 7 runs total between the two teams. And if you look at the stats, we're fairly close in stats. So, you know what? It might even go extra innings.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be one heck of a matchup, Coach. And it sure seems like, as we've talked about, your team is playing its best softball at the right time. And I can't thank you enough for your time today. Best of luck, best of health, and hopefully this is the first of many postseason wins.
Well, I appreciate that, Cole, and I do appreciate that you guys care enough to talk to us and hear, you know, what few things I might have to say and so forth. So maybe we'll be talking to you on the other end of this.
That'd be great. Pleasure's all mine, Coach. Thanks so much. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Cole.
Cedar Falls High School softball coach Steve Chittister, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, it's not an easy matchup for the Tigers tonight, but one that, as you heard us talk about there, with the way the Tigers played to wrap up the regular season the last month plus, and the, I would think, the edge of a senior pitcher matching up against, albeit a talented eighth grader, really would like to see the Tigers get this win tonight with a young team and see just how far they'll be able to take it in this postseason. But really appreciate Coach's time ahead of a big game tonight. So let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side of the break, Waterloo West softball coach Adam Dell will join us and preview the Wahawks postseason opening regional quarterfinal against Marshalltown tonight. Wahawks get the benefit of playing from home. That's next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State's been picked to finish 6th in the Big 12 preseason football poll. The Cyclones were 7-6 a year ago. Defending champ Baylor is the preseason favorite. Oklahoma's picked to finish 2nd. Former Iowa State running back Breece Hall is hoping to have an immediate impact on the New York Jets. The two-time Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year was taken in the 2nd round of the NFL draft and says his workouts have been a learning process heading into camp.
Right now I'm still trying to learn everything and grasp everything, but you know, guys like Ty Johnson, LaMichael Perine, and Nick Baldwin, Mike, you know, everybody's been doing a good job of just helping me along the way. Tevin Coleman's been doing a good job just being a vet for me. So I think I could just come in and whatever role the coaches need me to play, I'm going to be able to do that.
Baseball, the Iowa Cubs continue an International League series in Indianapolis, while in the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids is at home against the Quad Cities. This is Radio Iowa.
Easton, stay close to mommy, okay?
Okay, can I jump in?
Oh, hang on, sweetie.
Within just a few seconds of Easton's mom being distracted, he jumps into the pool and doesn't resurface. There's no sound to indicate he's in trouble.
All right, Easton.
Easton!
Make sure this doesn't happen to you. Always keep your child within arm's reach. In Iowa, the swimmer to lifeguard ratio at public swimming areas may be as high as 125-1. A message from the Iowa Department of Public Health.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yep. Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole and Company, and a lot of postseason softball going on across the state tonight, and a lot of postseason softball going on for our Metro teams as we just got done talking with Cedar Falls coach Steve Chittister. And now we have the pleasure of being joined by Waterloo West softball coach Adam Dell. And the Wahawks are preparing for a big matchup tonight, a regional quarterfinal against Marshalltown. They have the pleasure of being at home tonight. So, Coach, thanks for your time. And I guess let's start there. You got to like the fact you got a little home cooking in your favor tonight to start postseason play.
Yeah, the last 2 years we've been on the road. So when the pairings came out, we were very excited to have the chance to host a game.
And just to kind of back up, and before we dig in on tonight's opponent, Marshalltown, looking at the regular season, I know there's some wins that I'm sure you and the team felt like you left out there this regular season, but following along, I know that there were plenty of special games and maybe more so even moments that your team was able to have this season.
Yeah, we had some real big moments. We had a fun one early against Kennedy. We went into the bottom of the sixth inning and our seventh inning, and we had been no hit that game through 19 outs, and one of our gals hit a home run, Sid Wilson, that kind of put a spark under everybody, and we ended up tying that game going into extra innings, and then we ended up walking off with a grand slam with one of our eighth graders. So that was really special. And then the other last week we played down at Liberty. I think we jumped on them and we won that game, I think 5-2, which I think we kind of surprised them a little bit too. So a couple of fun moments like that where you're getting after some people that usually are used to beating on you, and you punch back a little bit. So that was fun.
Yeah, you're playing in an incredibly tough conference, and so I think you got to take some of that with a grain of salt as it relates to, you know, like those moments we talked about and what you've seen in terms of a body of work from your team this season. And you mentioned the junior, Sydney Wilson. Man, she's been incredible this season. Batting average above 400, on base even better than that. 9 round trippers for her, a team leading 42 RBI. Tell us about all the ways that Sydney contributes to the team and what's gone into her production.
Yeah, I think just her approach to the plate. She's real systematic about how she steps into the box, what she's looking for, what she's trying to do with her swing. She doesn't try to do too much. We've seen her go the other way quite a few times. I think she kind of starting to take some pride in that. And then every once in a while she jumps on one and pulls it, and it seems to be able to hit it out of wherever we're playing. So, a lot of power with that kid, but at the same time, a really good average, and she sees the ball real well.
If I'm not mistaken, some post-high school college interest in her as a softball player, right?
Yeah, and I think she's really working towards that. So to credit her, she really tries to hone her craft, especially at the plate. She asks a lot of questions, and she's always seeking advice and kind of trying to figure out what her next step is.
Waterloo West softball coach Adam Dell, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Wahawks open up postseason play tonight at home against Marshalltown, a regional quarterfinal. Elsewhere in your lineup, Coach, it looks like another junior, Addison Wells, has put together a great season. She's batting about 370 with a couple of home runs to her credit and 9 doubles. That's a big bat to have in your lineup. What can you tell us about Addison?
Yeah, Addison's an electric player. She's really fun to watch. I think she's got a dozen, or I think actually it was like 16 stolen bases or something like that in the season. So she can take a base for us. She sits in that leadoff spot and creates problems. She gets on base, and then she can move herself around, you know, without having to sacrifice her over. She can go first to third, and then usually ends up scoring a run. So, really electric to watch. She's excellent on defense, very versatile, can catch. She's caught maybe 3 or 4 games for us already. So, she's a fun player to watch.
And how would you characterize your offense overall as you've seen it develop throughout the season? When the Wahawks are playing their best, what does that look like in the batter's box 1-9, 1-10?
Yeah, we can score runs in bunches. We've done it several times this year. Sometimes it just takes a few adjustments in at the plate. You know, you see different pitchers with different speeds and different movements, and, just getting the kids to understand how to adjust to that all year. They've responded well. I think our slugging percentage is well above what it was last year. So a lot of the stuff that we worked on about getting the ball in the air translated into, you know, I think we had 9 home runs last year total, and we've got 20-something this year total. So, and then the doubles are coming along too. So a lot of that stuff, I mean, really played out this year on offense and allowed us to score a lot of runs and keep us in games.
And how about in the circle? Nia Christopher has put together another outstanding season, over 100 innings pitched and an ERA below 3. It's hard to ask for too much more from your ace in the circle. What stood out to you about her performance?
Just her consistency. I think there was only one game where I felt like she was off. Otherwise, she really did a good job of hitting her spot. You know, she's not going to overpower you, but she is good at hitting her spots and making you hit pitches you don't want to be hitting. You know, causes a lot of fly balls, lazy fly balls, a lot of pop-ups. But, yeah, she has been really outstanding. In my opinion, she's as good as anybody we face.
And, you know, just taking a look at your team, we've talked about the offense. You've mentioned the ability to score runs in bunches. And talking about Nia in the circle, the consistency there. Is it perhaps maybe defensively, Coach, that's left a little bit to be desired? And when, you know, you guys are really playing competitive, that's when the defense is clicking?
Yeah, yeah. It can be evident. Some of those games, you know, and we talk about it and we work on it. The girls don't give up on it. But, yeah, there's been some games where there was just too many errors to win that game. And you can't give those up and expect to continue to win.
And you've got a young team, albeit, you know, a good group of juniors. But, you know, I've talked with other coaches about this throughout the summer that, you know, this baseball and softball schedule in the summer, it's so condensed, I think it's fair to say, that there's not much time after the season begins to really drill down and practice on a regular basis. So how have you gone about handling that? Because you don't want to wear your team down. Then again, obviously, you know, anybody's got stuff to work on.
Sure. We did a lot of different things this year kind of leading up to the season, and I think that benefited us to kind of start. We came out pretty hot, won some games early, and then you kind of get into those weeks where it's, you know, 90 degrees out 4 or 5 days in a row, and you're playing 8-10 games that week.
Mm-hmm.
And so some days off we had to give them, or some lighter practices. We did a few things like that. Just kind of give them a breather. You know, you can get into a situation in those games when you play so many that, you know, it's easy to lose a couple and then you're down and you don't have time to work on anything, and then you got to go right back at it the next day. So that's always a challenge, but that challenge is for everybody. So
mm-hmm.
We just have to be able to respond and kind of work on the things in practice when we do get a chance that are going to help us the most.
A couple more minutes here with Waterloo West High School softball coach Adam Dell. Coach, with postseason play beginning tonight with the regional quarterfinal against Marshalltown, is there anything in particular, whether it be your message or maybe some of the preparation on the field, on the practice field, that you've made a point to make unique, like I mentioned, whether it be the message or the preparation?
Yeah, we worked on, as you said, we worked on defense all week. Well, we still did our hitting routines too. So just trying to stay balanced, get in there and kind of go at them with the best that we got and trust ourselves and play our game. And hopefully that's the winning mixture.
And Marshalltown, they've had their share of struggles this season, but you haven't seen them. And maybe that's overstated from time to time, but in my experience, there is something to that, particularly as it relates to baseball or softball, not having had any visual reps against a pitcher. So what can you say about that being a factor in tonight's game and just overall what it's going to take to get a win?
Yeah, you know, you kind of just have to watch when they're warming up. You can tell by looking at the stats kind of what goes on with their team and scout them that way. But I think just adjusting to the pitcher during the game is going to be our key, and then playing solid defense. If Naya's on, you know, and we play a good defense behind her, and then we hit like we are capable of doing, I think that we'll get the outcome that we desire.
I would agree. Coach, as always, a real pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health, and hopefully this isn't the only W you guys get tonight in the postseason. I think it looks good for you. So thanks again.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Waterloo West High School softball coach Adam Dell, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this final time out. We come back, wrap up a Thursday edition of the show right after this.
I'm James Palmer with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. He wanted out of Cleveland. He got his wish. Baker Mayfield is headed to the Carolina Panthers. That from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. Now, NFL Network's Mike Garofolo adds that the Browns will receive a fifth-round pick in 2024 that can convert to a fourth-rounder based on Mayfield's playing time. The Browns will pay Mayfield $10.5 million this season, which means they trimmed over $8 million in cash and salary cap space. The Panthers will also pay Mayfield $5 million, and the quarterback did agree to trim $3.5 million off his base salary. Browns owners Dee and Jimmy Haslam say about the trade, quote, "We want to thank Baker for all his contributions to the Cleveland Browns. From the moment he was drafted, he gave his all for this organization and this city. With his fierce competitive spirit, he excited the fan base and accomplished things that no player at his position has done in a very long time." This has been an NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I just want to be mad.
Coming this Saturday, Terry Clark is coming to Waterloo. Over 5 million albums sold, 22 singles on the U.S. country charts. Terry Clark headlines the inaugural Corn Country Fest presented by Viridian Credit Union this Saturday at the National Cattle Congress Grounds. With an indoor option, this event happens rain or shine. Joined by openers Adam Keith and Wildcard, this will be a fun day of entertainment packed with live music, food, games, and beer, culminating with the great music of Terry Clark. Get your tickets today. Advanced general admission tickets are $26 in advance or $35 at the gate. Veterans and active military, just $15 at the gate. For more information and tickets, visit corncountryfest.com. I just want to be mad for a while. Call-off media Corn Country Fest, presented by Viridian Credit Union. Sponsored by The Scoop, Deary Brothers Collision, Coyote Classics, Simpson Floor Covering, KWWL, Furson Kitchen and Bath Design, Dr. Power Sports, and Busch Light.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Every summer, we hear about five-star quarterbacks signing with a college football powerhouse. That comes with a lot of attention. And with name, image, and likeness a major factor in college football, players are under even more scrutiny than before. But the reality is, many of these star recruits will fail to make an impact. 2003, the nation's top quarterback prospect, Kyle Wright, went to the University of Miami. He threw for 38 touchdowns, 31 interceptions in his collegiate career. 2013, Max Browner committed to USC. Served as a backup for 3 years, replaced by Sam Darnold after just one game. Becoming a star college quarterback isn't easy. And just like the NFL draft, coaches and scouts swing and miss all the time at this position. A lot of pressure to put on an 18-year-old kid. And with the amount of money, name, image, and likeness has brought to college football, boy, that pressure continues to rise. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Groundbreaking runs in the family. Safety runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz SUV family. Each of the impressive models feature world-class innovations ranging from MBUX voice-activated assistance technology to safety features like attention assist that can detect drowsiness and alert you when it's time to take a break driving. The SUVs include the sleek GLB with room to seat up to seven, the category-leading GLE, the GLS, one of the smartest SUVs on the road, the capable and stylish GLC, and the striking yet robust GLA. Each model is packed with cutting-edge technology every driver deserves. This family takes turns, turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, extraordinary, is one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Thursday edition of the show. Got to thank Cedar Falls High School softball coach Steve Chittister and Waterloo West softball coach Adam Dell for joining today's show. Best of luck to the Tigers and Wahawks tonight. Hey, your last chance today to get entered for free breaks at National Break Center in Waterloo. Go to the website, 1650thefan.com. You'll see the National Break Center logo right there on the homepage. Click into that post, scroll down, enter your information, and then enter today's keyword, Blackhawks. Blackhawks is today's keyword to enter for your chance to win free breaks from National Break Center in Waterloo. Have a great night, everybody. Cubs-Dodgers coming up at 8:35.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.